Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunt scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bailey. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Bailey steals second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive towards first. Fairley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Renko moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-1 in the game. Day takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferry hits a ball on the ground towards right. Shamsky fields it and throws to second to catch Fairley for the out. Bailey scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Expos. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ferry. Jones reaches second base with a double. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Shamsky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 1 in the game. Wine takes first base on ball 4. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Renko bunts towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Boswell covering, for the out. Wine moves to second. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gentry hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Agee moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Agee moves to third. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shamsky for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 0 for 2 in the game. Ferry hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gentry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenon strikes out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-2 in the game. Boswell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aspromonte moves to second. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Gary Gentry. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Renko strikes out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jones hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Harrelson scores. It's 3-1, Expos. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Shamsky hits a fly ball towards right. Staub catches it and throws to home to double up Jones. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a line drive into right field. Shamsky picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Shamsky. Staub moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Staub tags and scores. Bailey tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Expos. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Jim Ferry. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Swoboda for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda now playing left field. Coco LeBoy now playing third base. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 3 in the game. Boswell hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.